Lord, for that nice hymn.
感谢神赐给我们这样, 好听的一首, 赞美诗。
Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
I had a suggestion that we can in the future put, someone gave me the suggestion that the choir can put the hymn lyrics on the bulletin so we can all enjoy that together.
Yeah. 我曾经听到有人建议说, 可以让诗班把每次 奉献诗歌的歌词打印在我们的 教会 程序单上。
I also wanted to make a brief announcement regarding some of the slides that you might see before 11 o'clock.
另外我还想报告一下 就是关于我们在 敬拜开始之前我们在 这里看见的一些
Yeah, particularly there's one slide that our mission committee has suggested to put together. So we've put a slide here so that we can be more aware and how to pray for missions.
其中有一张是因为宣教小组我们有一个建议就是让大家能够更清楚 我们教会所支持的这些宣教士们，然后如何的为他们祷告。
Missions is very important to the life of the church.
宣教对于教会的生活是非常重要的一部分。
And so I encourage you, if you want to come in 10, 15 minutes before 11 o'clock.
所以如果你愿意的话，可以提前 10到15分钟 来到 教会的会堂里。
Then you can come and maybe use that time to sit here and pray. These will be updated every month.
所以大家可以用那段的时间来 为这些 宣教施工的需要来祷告。 那么这个 信息我们会每个月都会 重新的 来更新一次。
Also, by request of our missionaries, they've asked us to help the church pray more, not just for them as missionaries, but for the people they are trying to reach.
那这些有一些宣教士也提醒我们说，不单是为了要为宣教士祷告，也要为了那些他们在传福音的对象来祷告。So
once a month, our mission committee suggested that we introduce a new people group for the month that we can pray for.
所以我们的宣教小组也建议，说我们每一个月都可以为某一个需要知道福音的族群来祷告。
And so we will be introducing once a month a new people group to pray for.
所以每个月大家就会在 这里看见一个需要我们大家祷告的一个 一个族群。
And so you'll find a slide for that, like this one. This month, for the month of October.
所以 在这张 slide上面我们看见 10月份我们 需要祷告的对象是
We want to be committed to pray as a church for migrant workers in China.
我们的祷告对象 是中国的农民工。
The number may vary, but there's estimated between 200 to 300 million rural workers who go to the big cities.
根据 我们的 一些报告，我们知道 在中国大概有2亿到3亿的农民工在城市里打工。
And it's noted here that they are marginalized and discriminated against.
然后他们在 那里是被边缘化，然后也会受到歧视。
Their children oftentimes go for long periods of time without their parents, or they don't even have schools to attend.
他们的孩子可能长期都不能和父母在一起, 可能也没有地方去上学。
So as we pray for migrant workers, pray that we may bring the good news of Jesus Christ to them.
所以我们为他们祷告的时候, 特别要为 就是我们能够把耶稣基督的 这个好消息能够带到他们当中。
So if you want to come in at 10:45 and begin to prepare your hearts, these slides will be going up so that you can spend time to pray.
所以如果大家提前10到15分钟来到 会堂里的话，我们可以 就是这些信息我们就会打在投影片上，然后大家可以为此祷告。
All right, if you can, turn with me to 1 Timothy.
请大家 把圣经 翻开到提摩太前书。
Throughout this year, we've been on a journey teaching through this letter of Paul to Timothy.
我们在这整个一年里面，我们就 在研习提摩太前书第一章是保罗写给提摩太的书信。
And through this, we've seen God's heart for the church.
从这个书信里，我们看到神的 对于教会的心意是什么。
Now we're here on the final stretch. We're in chapter 6.
所以我们现在已经看到第六章，所以我们进入这个最后冲刺阶段。
And we started off this book in January.
我们是从一月份开始来看这本书的。
And believe it or not, we'll be wrapping up on this last chapter before the end of the year.
你也许不能相信，我们在年底之前就可以把最后一章讲完。
Before we read our text this morning,
我们在开始读这段经文之前
I just wanted to remind you this journey that we've been on.
我只想提醒一下我们所研习的这段经文。
This letter, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus form a particular collection of letters from the older, wiser Apostle Paul to these younger pastors.
我们所看到的提摩太前书、后书还有提多书都是代表了保罗他作为一个年长的一个使徒，他写信给一些年轻的牧师。
And there's a name for these three letters. Do you know what the name is?
你知道这三卷书他们合在一起的一个称呼是什么吗
？Go ahead. Oh yeah, these are the pastoral epistles. Good.
所以这是代表了关于牧会的一些书信。
You know why they're called the pastoral epistles?
你知道为什么会这样称呼吗
？These letters weren't just to give instruction to these younger pastors.
这些书信并不只是给那些年轻的牧师所看的。
Paul wrote these letters for all of us to know.
保罗写书信的这些书信的目的是为了所有的基督徒。
To know what the church was supposed to be like.
他想让我们知道真正的教会应该是什么样子。
Even as we saw in chapter 5, how particular groups in the church are supposed to live.
我们在第五章里，我们看见教会里各样的人群，他们应该如何来生活。
And so in chapter 5, if you remember when we first started preaching in chapter 5, we said there are three different groups that Paul is going to address.
我们在第五章开始的时候，我们看到保罗是向三种不同的人群来讲话。
The first group was written to whom?
第一个人群是什么？
Okay, you see it in chapter 5.
在第五章里。
The first group was written to the widows in the church.
第一段是写给教会里面的寡妇。
On one hand, the church's responsibility to those widows.
有一部分讲的是教会对于这些寡妇们的一些责任。
And on the other hand, what those widows' responsibilities are to the life of the church.
另一方面也提到这些在教会里面的寡妇在教会里面他们的职责是什么
Then the last couple of weeks you heard Pastor James preach on the second group.
在过去两个星期里你又听见James 牧师在讲讲到在教会里面的
James 长老 yeah.
教会里面的牧师还有长老。
Mm-hmm. And he said that there's a mutual responsibility.
他提到在教会里面有一些相互的一些监督。
What the responsibilities are for those elders.
那些长老或者牧师他们的责任是什么
？But also, what are the responsibilities of the brothers and sisters to those elders?
这段经文里面也讲到教会里面的弟兄姐妹，他们对于教会的牧者有什么样的责任
？To be under their care.
一方面被这些牧者教导
，But to also hold them accountable.
另外也要对教会的牧长有一些监督。
And also how to care for them.
另外也是要怎么样满足他们生活的需要。
And so Paul's been addressing these three different groups.
所以保罗他在书信里就提到了这些不同的教会里的人群。
And in this passage today,
今天这段经文
Paul turns his attention to another, the third group.
所以保罗就把注意力转向第三群人。
And as we begin to read,
所以当我们开始读的时候
you might be tempted to shut your brain off.
也许你会想要开始闭目养神。
You might think this passage doesn't have anything to say to me.
你也许觉得这段经文对我来说毫无关系。
Because we have no one in this church that fits this category, this third category.
因为你觉得在我们教会里没有人是属于保罗所提到的这群人。
Yet I believe
但我相信
that God has given us a very deep and profound principle for all of us to receive this morning.
但我想神今天早上是要给我们一个非常深的深刻的属灵的原则让我们 来一起学习。
So let's read 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 1 and 2.
所以我们一起来读提摩太前书提摩太前书第六章一到二节。
And we'll read it both in Chinese. We won't always have the time to read the passages because sometimes we'll be preaching through long narratives. But if we have time, let's try to read it together.
所以我们大家一起用英文还有中文同时读。
Let's start with the Chinese.
我们先用中文读。凡在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加以服侍他，因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的，你要以此教训人，劝勉人。
Okay, let's read it in English together. Let's go. Let all who are under a yoke as bondservants regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better, since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved. Let's pray together.
我们大家一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought your people together.
天父，我们感谢你，你把属于你的子民聚集在这里。
Lord, these are special days, these Sundays.
主啊，主日是一个特殊的日子。
Lord, that we could sit together.
我们大家可以聚集在这里。
And together turn our focus upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后把我们的注意力都放在主你的身上。
That out of all the days of the week,we can come and sit under your word together.
感谢你在一个星期里面有这么样特殊的一天，我们可以来聆听你的话语。
And we can't just sit with your word, Lord. We need you, the Holy Spirit, to work within our hearts.
我们不只是有你的话语，我们也需要圣灵来帮助我们理解这些话语。
Father, there is a deep spiritual principle that we need to understand this morning.
天父啊，我们知道有一个属灵的原则，我们今天需要理解。
And I pray that you would show us what you wanted these slaves to know.
我在这里祷告祈求你让我们明白你让这些为奴的基督徒需要明白的道理。
But also, Lord, this morning.
另外，今天早上。
I pray that you would show us who you are.
主，我也祷告，盼望你能够让我们明白你的属性。
Lord, we would be remiss if we go through the Word of God and we don't see God.
如果我们在看神的话的时候，我们没有注意到主你是谁，那我们就是真的是没有得着。
I pray that you would open our eyes this morning.
主啊，打开我们的眼睛。
That you would show us the glory.The majesty and the worth of who you are.
主啊，求你让我们看见你的伟大你的话语的深刻。
Show us who you are through your words.
从你的话语里告诉我们你是谁。
That we may come to a deeper appreciation and worship for our God.
这样我们就可以从更深的体会更深的角度来敬拜。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's first look at who. We're going to do two things this morning. We're going to look at who Paul is speaking to.
我们今天早上做两件事。第一件事是看保罗向谁说话。
And then we're going to look at what he is saying to them.
然后我们再来看他向这群人说什么。
And maybe a third thing. Why?He said what he said.
可能也有第三点，就是他为什么要这样说。
Okay, so let's look at the who Paul is writing to.
所以我们先看保罗是对谁说话。
Paul is giving directions to the Christian slaves that were in the church that Timothy was pastoring over.
所以保罗说话的对象是在提摩太他的那个教会里面有一群基督徒，他们同时也是为有奴隶的身份。
And this church is where? Do you guys remember what church? We've been studying this now for nearly 10 months. Which church was Timothy pastoring over?
大家还记得提摩太所做牧者的这个教会在哪里吗?
Any good Christians out there? Remember this? Okay.
大家记得吗?
What church? Yes, that's right. Thank you, sister. The church in Ephesus.
这是在以弗所的教会.
It's my sister and my mom. So this is the church of Ephesus, and in this church, there's a group of people sitting in the midst that are slaves.
所以在以弗所的教会里，会众里面有一群基督徒，他们是奴隶。
And he's giving these Christian slaves directions.
所以他想教导这些为奴的。
But we can also think of it as a group of Christians who happen to be slaves.
当然我们也可以把这些基督徒看成是他们是基督徒的身份，只不过他们同时又是为奴的。
Slavery was prevalent and widely accepted in this time of history.
这些奴隶制度在当时的那个时代是非常广泛的。
If you look at the economies of Egypt and Greece and Rome, their entire economy was based, well, not the entire, but it was based on this notion of slavery, or this practice of slavery.
如果你看当时的国家，比如埃及、希腊还有罗马，他们的经济都是建立在奴隶制上。
In the first century AD, or the first Christian century, one out of every three people, or one out of every three persons was a slave.
在第一世纪的那个时代，三个人里面就有一个人是奴隶。
So nearly one third of all the people in the Roman Empire were slaves.
所以在罗马帝国里，三分之一的人都是奴隶。
That's a pretty large number.
那这是一个非常大的比例。
So although it may be pretty foreign to us, it was very common and widely accepted at that time.
所以虽然从今天的角度上我们觉得很陌生，但是奴隶制在当时是很普遍的。
And because there were so many Christians, so let's say one third of this group right here were slaves, Paul would often address them in his letters.
因为在会众里面有很多人都是奴隶的身份，所以保罗就会特地的写信给他们。
And I want you to know that often when Paul is addressing these Christians who were slaves, he often wrote to them with a very pastoral heart.
我想提醒大家，就是当保罗写信给这些为奴的基督徒的时候，他的心里是一个牧者的心理。
He knew that these Christians who happened to be slaves faced certain difficulties or struggles that the others in the church may not realize.
他非常清楚这些为奴的基督徒，他们会面对一些问题，一些问题是其他的基督徒里所不会面对的。
He knew that these Christians who happened to be slaves faced difficulties in their everyday life that no one else in the church really understood.
他知道这些为奴的基督徒，他们每天遇到的很多的问题，是其他的人都想不到的。
And you know what? Even yesterday, as I was praying over this text, I thought about this.
你知道吗？我昨天在为来讲道、来祷告的时候，我就想到这一点。
And I felt that it probably serves as a good reminder to all of us.
我想，这对于我们大家也是一个很好的提醒。
That there are many of us in certain circumstances or situations that challenge us in our everyday Christian life.
因为我们大家也会遇到一些非常有挑战性的一些困境。
Each of us sitting here as believers, you are in a certain situation that is affecting your walk with God.
因为我们在座的基督徒 常常会遇到一些挑战，然后会影响到我们与神同行。You're
living in a situation that's affecting your love for God.
你会遇到一些困境，使它影响到你对主的爱。And
you know what? Sometimes we just need to be aware of that.
你知道，我们有的时候就是需要对这个问题比较敏感。That
every one of us are facing a different situation in our life that may be affecting our ability to love God more.
我们必须知道，我们在座的每一个人都有处境上面都不一样，都会影响到 我们和神的关系。
Each of us are in a little bit of a different place in our spiritual journey, aren't we?
我们每个人在属灵生活上都是不太一样的。
So I think we need to have a bit of compassion for one another.
所以我想对于我们周遭的基督徒，我们是要有一些同情心。
We should understand that everyone's spiritual journey is somewhat up and then down.
我们需要明白我们每个人的属灵的这条路都是有起起伏伏的。
And I feel like I needed to say that we need to have more concern for one another.
我这样说是因为觉得大家要需要对周围的基督徒要有同情心。
And learn to pray for one another more.
另外也要为他们来祷告。
So let's see the message that Paul has to these Christians.
那我们先来看保罗对这些基督徒所说的。
And I think this might surprise you a bit.
我想可能你会觉得很惊讶，他会这样说。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Let all who are under a yoke as bondservants regard their own masters as worthy of all honor.
第一节这样说，凡在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬。
Paul is saying that any Christian who is under this yoke of this yoke of slavery or servitude, honor your master.
保罗是这样说的，他说凡是在奴隶制度下面的这些仆人都要恭敬自己的仆人恭敬自己的主人。
Now this might be a little bit surprising.
大家可能觉得很惊讶。
Note that it does not say.
他保罗没有这样说。
If your masters treat you well, then honor them.
保罗没有说，如果你的主人对你很好的话，你就要尊敬他。
Nor does it say, if your masters are good or fair, then you honor them.
保罗也没有说，如果你的主人对你很公平，对你很好，你就要尊敬他。
Rather, Paul says, if you are a Christian and you're under the yoke of slavery, doesn't matter, honor your master.
保罗说，假如你是一个主内的弟兄，然后你是一个仆人的话，你就要尊敬自己的主人。
Regardless of your situation.
不管你是处在一个什么样的处境里。
So although there are none of us who are slaves today,
虽然现在我们大家都不是奴仆。
There is a deep principle in this that I think is applicable to all of us.
但我还是觉得这里仍然包含了一个很适用于我们现今生活的一个原则。
So this leads to our first principle this morning.
所以这就我们今天要看的第一个原则。
Be content to serve God in whatever situation God has placed you in.
所以不管神把你放在一个什么样的处境里，我们都要以服侍神来作为我们的满足。
Be content to serve God in whatever situation that God has placed you in.
无论神把你放在一个什么样的环境里。都要以服侍他为满足。
For the sake of God's name and His gospel.
因为是为了神的名，还有神的道。
Here's the principle here.
所以这就是一个原则。
Christians should willingly accept the situation into which God has placed them.
所以作为基督徒，我们要接受无论神把我们放在一个什么样的环境。
Each of you are in a different situation today.
我们在座的每一个人都有自己不同的处境。
And you have to believe that God has placed you there.
你必须要相信是神把你放在那样的一个处境里。
God is at work in your life.
神在你的生命里是积极的。
And so you need to learn to be content and serve Him there.
所以你要学会为此而满足，就是在那里侍奉他。
You see, notice that Paul...doesn't make an attack against slavery.
你可能注意到保罗在这里并没有直接攻击奴隶制度。
In fact, nowhere in the New Testament does Paul or even Jesus denounce slavery.
你在新约里可能你是找不到保罗或者耶稣会攻击奴隶制度。
Did you ever think about that?
你有没有想过这一点?
They've never denounced once in the New Testament this practice of slavery.
在新约里，他们从来都没有谴责过奴隶制度。
Rather, Paul had faith in the power of gospel transformation in the lives of humankind.
保罗是因为他有足够的信心，他相信福音有能力来改变所有人的心。
The power of gospel transformation in the lives of each and every individual who puts their faith in him.
福音是有大能能够来改变那些所有愿意接受主的人心。
This is not to say that we are not to partake in any type of social justice.
这不是说我们不可以参加任何有关社会正义的一些活动。
Paul actually cared about the plight of slaves.
保罗非常关心这些奴隶他们的生活状况。
In fact, in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul actually says to the Christian slave, if you have an opportunity to earn your freedom to be free, take it.
保罗在哥林多前书七章二十一节那里说，他说如果你是一个为奴的基督徒，如果你有得到自由的机会的话，你就要得自由。
And Paul also said in Galatians chapter 3, he says to all, look at brothers and sisters, you are all one in Christ.
那在哥林多在加拉太书第三章，保罗对所有的基督徒说，在主里你们都是平等的。
There is no stratification socially, because in Christ you are all equal positionally.
因为他们的信仰，所以他们没有所谓的社会阶层，因为他们的信仰，他们在主里都是唯一的。
There is no master or slave in Christ Jesus.
所以在主耶稣基督里没有主人跟仆人的区别。
For the slave in God's eyes is equal positionally.In God's eyes, as the master, because they are one in Christ.
在主的眼里，为主的和为奴的都是平等的。
In Ephesians, Paul even tells the masters, treat your slaves, because you're one in Christ, treat your slaves with kindness.
在以弗所书里，保罗甚至和这些奴仆的主人说，要用爱心对待他们的仆人。
You know what Paul is talking about here?
你知道保罗在说什么吗？
He is talking about what the gospel does to transform the human heart.
他讲的是福音能够从内心里去改变每一个人。
He's talking about what the gospel does to transform the heart of every man.
他是讲到福音可以改变每一个人的内心。
So we need to understand Christianity was never about a social revolution.
所以大家要明白基督教讲的绝对不是一个社会的革命。
It's not about trying to destroy relationships.
他讲到的不是说要摧毁那些社会里面的关系。
Paul wrote about this in the letter to the Corinthians.
保罗写这封信是给哥林多人。
He wrote another letter to the church in the Corinthians.
他另外的一本书是写给哥林多教会的。
Because there are many people in that church who wanted to use their Christian faith to justify breaking the social relationship.
因为在那个教会里，很多人想要用他们的信仰来支持他们对他们的处境或社会的一个改变。
There were wives, Christian wives, who wanted to divorce their husbands because their husbands were treating them unfairly.
在会众里面有一些。一些姐妹她们想要和丈夫离婚，因为她们的先生对她们不公平。
There were Christian slaves who were unhappy because their masters were treating them unfairly.
也有一些为奴的基督徒对他们的主人不满意，因为他们没有被公平的对待。
And perhaps they even quoted the Apostle Paul, "Hey, we're supposed to be one. We're supposed to be equal because we're one in Christ."
我们可以想象，甚至他们也许在引用。保罗说我们在主里面应该是唯一的。
So they felt justified in breaking free of this social relationship.
所以他们觉得开始这个社会的革命是有道理的。
But Paul says that thinking is wrong.
但保罗说这样想是错误的。
This type of attitude would have destroyed your witness of Jesus Christ.
他说如果你这样做的话，那你就没有办法为主耶稣做见证。
Because if anyone saw Christianity as merely a social revolution,
因为如果人只是把基督教和社会变革画一个等号的话，
then they would miss the whole truth of what Christianity is all about.
那他们就没有真正明白基督教真正的意义是什么。
Which is about a transformational life.
真正的意义是对人生命真正的改变。
Christianity is about the gospel of Jesus.Transforming your life from within.
基督教是讲福音从人的内心里面改变我们的生命。
When the gospel transforms your life from within,
当福音从内心里改变了你以后，
then it affects how you live.
那它就会影响到我们的外在的生活。
That is what Christianity is all about.
所以这是基督教真正的意义。
There is no doubt that Christianity had a profound impact on the society.
我们相信基督教信仰对于社会有很深刻的影响。
But God's design is to allow that to happen through transformed lives.
但神的心意是通过对我们内心的改变来改变社会。
So he says, be content to serve God.
所以他说你要以服侍耶稣为满足。
In whatever situation God has placed you in today.
无论神把你放在一个什么样的处境里。
Even if you are a Christian under the slave, under the yoke of slavery.
即使你是一个为奴的信徒也是这样。
There are some of you who would much rather change your situations in life, right?
可能在座的有一些人想要对你的生活有个改变。
I'd much rather have a different boss.
可能我需要有一个改变需要有另外一个老板。
I wish my boss was better.
希望我的老板对我好一点。
I wish I had a better job.
我希望我的工作可以有一个更换。
I wish I had a different spouse.
我真希望我的妻子或者丈夫是别人。
Maybe I wish I had a different pastor.
也许你会希望有另外一个牧师。
Or a different church.
或者另外一个教会。
Yet God says, don't you believe that I placed you there for a reason?
可是神会说，你难道不觉得我把你放在这个地方是有理由、有道理的吗？
Do you believe that there is something that I want you to learn in that situation?
你是否觉得你现在这个处境里是想要你能够学到一些新的功课？
You see, the natural human response to being in a situation that you don't prefer is to rebel out of that situation.
那我们人自己的自然的回应如果我们处在一个不喜欢的处境里就是想要从那个处境里解脱出来。
That's the natural human response.
这是人自然的反应。
I don't prefer being in this situation.
我不喜欢在这个处境里。
So my natural inclination is get me out of this.
所以我就希望神能够把我从这个处境里带出去。
Get me out of this situation.
让我能够解脱。
Yet God says to the slave,
但神是这样对为奴的基督徒这样说
Honor your master.
尊敬你的主人
Honor your master.
尊敬你的主人
Be content to serve God.
要以服侍神为满足
In whatever situation he has placed you in today.
无论他把你放在什么样的处境里
Even if you are a Christian under the yoke of slavery,
即使你是一个为奴的基督徒。
But why?
但为什么呢?
Why?
为什么?
Verse 1 says, it is for the sake of God's name and His gospel.
第一节这样说,它是原因是为了主的名,还有他的福音。
That's why you are able to be content.
这就是为什么我们每个人都需要感到满足。
That's why you can serve God in any situation that He has placed you in.
这是为什么你能够在任何环境里都能够服侍神。
For the sake of God's name.
这是因为主的名。
We don't often think about this, do we?
我们很少去想神的名。
But there's something powerful.In the name of God.
但是神的名是有大能的。
When God first revealed himself to the people Israel,
神第一次把自己显现给显现给以色列人。
And as you read through the Old Testament,
当你在读旧约的时候,
there is a much deeper reverence for the name of God.
我们看到以色列人对神的名非常的敬畏。
The name of God was not just his name, it represented who he was.
神的名字不光只是一个名字而已，它代表了神是谁。
The name of God is not just his name, it represents who he is.
这不只是一个称号，是代表了他是谁。
When Moses asked God, God, what is your name?
当摩西问神说你是谁，你的名字是什么？
Moses was not just asking, what should I call you?
他不只是说我该怎么称呼你。
But rather, he was asking, God, who are you?
他实际上是在问神，你是谁？
What are you like?
你是什么样的？
How can I understand you?
我怎么样才能够明白你？
And this was clear in God's response to Moses.
我们可以从神对摩西的回答里，看得很清楚。
God was saying, I am everlasting.
神，是这样回答摩西，他说我是永远存在。
I am the God of all of your ancestors.
我是你的祖先的神。
I am the beginning and the end.
我是起始也是结尾。
I am over every situation that you face.
不管你遇到什么样的情形，我都是控制在我的
控制
下。
I am God.
我是神。
You want to know who I am?
你想知道我是谁吗？
He says, I am who I am.
我是那自由拥有的。
This is the power and the worth and the glory of the name of God.
这就是神的荣耀和他的全能。
In the Hebrew, there are four letters that God gave to them.
在希伯来文里，提到神有四个字母。
The four letters are Yod, He, Vav, He.
这四个字母是英文是说 Yahweh, YHWH.
YHWH, we say Yahweh. In our Bibles, when this is used, you'll see it capitalized in four small caps, L-O-R-D.
所以在我们的英文圣经里，如果看到这个字的话，就会看到 L-O-R-D, 神的名字被全用大写。
In the Chinese Bible, and you could easily look at Psalm 23 to see this, it will say Yehovah. 是不是耶和华？
耶和华。
耶和华。Yeah.
所以在诗篇的二十三篇里，你会看到神的名会被称为耶和华。
Whenever we see L O R D capitalized, or we see the word in Chinese 耶和华。
所以我们如果在中文里看见耶和华，或者是看见。英文字母 L-O-R-D 四个大写的话
That is Y-H-W-H Yod He Vav He
所以在希伯来文里就是他们所称的 Yahweh Y-H-W-H
This is very very reverential for devout Jews
所以对于那些非常虔诚的犹太人来说他们是把这个看得非常非常重要
Do you know that devout Jews todaywill very rarely even write G-O-D.
你是否知道那些虔诚的犹太人他们在现在这个时代他们都不愿意去把这个神的名字写下。
They will write G-D.
他们会把G-O-D 中间的那个字母空下来。
Even when I received a text from a devout Jew,She would write, praise G-D. She will not even text the letters G-O-D.
所以当我和一个非常虔诚的犹太人在我们一起在通 text 的时候他甚至都不会把神的那个名字给完全拼出来。
Because God's name is not to be written so casual for someone so significant and sacred.
因为神的名字是如此的神圣，所以他们都觉得不应该把他的名字写下来。
When they read the name of God, whenever they read the name of God, they will not even say the word Yahweh.
当他们读神的名字的时候，他们都不会去直接读那个 Yahweh 这个名字。
Because God is too sacred for that.
因为神的名是太神圣了。
They will say the common word for Lord, Adonai.
所以他们会用一个Adonai 这个字来代替。
They hold high the name of God.
他们是真的是高举神的名。
In Jewish tradition,
在犹太人的传统里
，when the scribes are copying the Bible,
当那些负责抄写圣经的人在抄
，whenever they came to the name of God Yahweh,
所以当他们就是看到神的名的时候
they were required to put down the quill
他们就会把笔放下来
and pick up a fresh brand new quill just to write the name of God
他们就会放下手中的笔然后去拿一支完全没有用过的笔来写神的名
And before they even wrote the name of God
甚至在他们写神的名之前
Before they even picked up the new and fresh quill
甚至在他们拿起那支新笔之前
They would have to go and take a ceremonial bath
他们就会去把身体洗干净
And they would have to be completely clean
他们就必须保证自己是完全洁净的。
So imagine that.
你能想象吗?
They are copying through the Old Testament.
他们在抄写旧约圣经。
The name of God comes up over 1,000 times.
神的名会出现超过1,000次。
And each time as you're copying,
当你在抄写的时候,
and you come to the name of God,
当你遇到神的名出现,
you have to put down your quill.
你要把笔放下。
You have to go and take a ceremonial bath.
你要去把身体完全洁净去洗个澡。
Dry yourself off.
然后把自己擦干
Pick up a fresh new quill,
拿起这支新笔
and write with all reverence the name of God.
然后恭恭敬敬地把神的名写下来
It served as a constant reminder of the majesty and the worth of God's name.
所以这时刻在提醒我们神的伟大还有他的全能
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
How majestic and important do you see the name of God in your life?
你是否觉得神的话是充满全能充满是非常伟大的
How much do you live to honor God's holy name?
你生活中是不是时时刻刻的来体现神的圣洁呢
It doesn't matter what situation you're in.
不管你是处在什么样的环境里
If you are under the yoke of slavery,
即便你是处在一个奴隶制度之下
or you're in a situation in your life that you would think, oh, I need to get out of this situation,
也许你是在一个处境里你想解脱
Honor and respect those whom God has placed over you.
那些神放在你的生活中来管理管理你的人你要尊敬他
So that you may bring honor to God's great name.
这样你才能够把你才能够把荣耀带给神的名
Be content to serve God.
所以我们要因为服侍神而得到满足
In whatever situation God has placed you in.
无论你在什么样的环境
For the sake of God's name and His gospel.
这是因为为了我们要为了神的名还有他的福音
Okay, for the sake of time, let's move on to verse 2
我们现在来看我们今天要看的第二节
Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers Rather they Yep, go ahead
第六章第二节仆人有信道的主人不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他。
Rather, they must serve all the better, since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved.
要更要加以服侍他，因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的。
So now, specifically, if your master is a Christian,
所以现在如果说你的主人是一个基督徒的话
what does Paul say?
保罗是怎么说的呢
Serve them all the better.
所以你要更加的尽心的来服侍。
So that leads us to our second principle this morning.
所以这就提到我们的第二个原则。
Serve others with excellence.
我们要尽心竭力的服侍他人。
In all that you do.
无论你做什么。
For the sake of God's holy name.
是为了神的圣洁还有他的名得荣耀。
The easiest way to dishonor God's name and shame the gospel is by sloppy and careless service.
我们如果我们要让神的名蒙羞的话，我们非常容易就如果我们做的工作没有尽心尽我们的职责，我们就
Look at what he says. Serve them, that is Christians, serve Christians all the more.
这里说我们要更加加义的服侍他，加义的服侍基督徒。
特别是, yeah, 基督徒, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Because those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved.
因为得, 服侍之好处的那些是, 信徒, 是基督徒。
In other words, he's saying to these Christian slaves,
所以他在这儿和那些, 为奴的基督徒这样说,
if your master is a Christian,
他说如果你的, 主人是基督徒的话,
you need to have an even higher regard for them.
所以, 如果是这样的话, 你要, 为他们更加的尽心竭力。
Because they are fellow believers.
因为他们是, 同是信徒。
You know, their thinking might have been this.
我想他的, 想法可能是这样的。
We've all been freed in Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督里都是自由人。
There's no longer slave or free in Christ.
在主耶稣基督里没有为奴的。
I'm sorry. Therefore, I'm not really obligated to serve this person as my master.
所以, 你的想法可能是说, 那我就没有责任去服侍他了。And
Paul's saying, no, that's wrong.
保罗说你不能这样想。That
is totally the wrong thinking.
他说你这样想法就完全错了。Being
a brother and a sister in Christ does not free me from my duty to serve the best of my ability.
他说如果你是基督徒的话,
In other words, just because you're serving another Christian,
如果你在服侍的对象是基督徒的话,
it is not an excuse for sloppy service.
你不能拿这个做借口就不好好做你的工作。
We've all witnessed this, I'm sure.
我想我们都有这方面的见证。
People who say they take their faith seriously.
有很多人说他们很看重他们的信仰。
But they're lousy workers.
但他们工作并不很尽力。
They say they live for the Lord.
他们说他们为主而活。
But they don't put the best of their work at the job that they're supposed to do.
但他们工作的时候却不尽心努力。
They don't take their work seriously enough.
他们不把他们的工作当回事。
What a shame.
这就让神蒙羞了。
But the same can be said for those who do not offer their best to the Lord in the life of the church.
同样的, 在教会里面, 我们也看见, 如果不尽心服侍主, 这也是同样的, 一件事。
I put a grade A effort at my workplace Monday through Friday.
你也许说, 我在星期一到星期五, 在我工作单位是非常努力的。
But I offer my sloppy leftovers and the time that's left over to minister to God and to others.
但是我把工作的剩下来的时间, 一些剩下来的精力给了神。
Both of these are a shame.
这就让神的名蒙羞了。
They are a total shame to God's name.
这是让神的名完全蒙羞了。
In my office years ago, I had an employee who worked on one of my teams.
几年前在我工作的公司里有一个, 职员, 他在我的, 队伍里。
And I won't say their name because I realized I heard that some people that knew me before actually have listened to my sermons here.
当然我不想提他们的名字, 因为我以前认识的这些人也许在这儿听我讲道。
So I won't even say if it's a he or she.
所以我甚至都不会说是男还是女。
But I'll just use he for now.
那我就, 用, 就作为男性的。
This person on one of my teams, he said he loved the Lord.
这位, 在我, 队伍里的这位职员, 他说他很爱主。
In fact, in their office, in their cubicle, there were all types of signs that they are Christian. They had Christian posters up all around their cubicle, the scriptures and all that.
在他, 在他坐的那个座位上, 有各种各样的关于, 基督徒的一些, 一些, 单张可以贴在墙上。
And sometimes they'll have light Christian music playing in the background. You know.
有的时候会, 他们也会放一些, 一些, 这些, 基督徒所听的音乐。
And I found that this person was always talking about, you know, their faith and what they do at church.
然后这个, 这个人他也经常在讲他在教会里面的生活。
And then this person, because a lot of people at work knew that I was a believer,
很多人也知道我是一个基督徒。
What did I say? Man, this guy would always come to talk with me about faith matters.
所以我这个手下的职员他也经常来找我谈关于这个信仰的事情。
And yet I heard from this person's manager who reported to me
但是我从他的经理那里听到,
that this individual's performance was pretty poor.
他的经理说他干活是非常不上心的。
That maybe they didn't take their work seriously.
可能他并不把自己的工作看得很重要。
That they spent a lot of time talking about Jesus.
但是他们花很多时间在谈耶稣。
And so I called that person to my office, or actually I didn't call that person, he came to my office.
所以我就叫那个职员来到我的办公室里。
And I said to this individual, I said, as gentle as I could, and you know I'm not good with gentleness.
所以我就跟他用非常温和的语言, 你知道我说话并不是很温和。
I said, you know what, you need to work a little, you need to work harder and better.
所以我就跟他说, 我说你的工作必须更努力一些。
And you need to put out a better work product.
你必须让你手中的果效能够要更好。
You need to take your work seriously for the Lord.
为了主的缘故, 你要 更尽心的工作,
or I'm going to ask you
不然的话我就会要你,
to take all those Christian verses out of your cubicle.
不然的话我就会要你把那些你贴在, 你的桌子上面的那些圣经章节全部拿下来。
And I don't ever want you to play Christian music again at your cubicle.
我也不会, 让你在你, 的那个桌子上, 放基督徒的音乐。
Because I don't want anyone to know
因为我不想让任何人知道,
that you have faith in the same God that I do.
我不想让人知道说你, 所信的那位神和我所信的是同一位。
I didn't want this person to shame God's name.
我之所以这么做是不想让这个, 这个职员, 让神的名蒙羞。
And that's what Paul is saying here in verse 2.
所以在这里保罗在第二节就是这样说的。
Serve others with excellence.
他说要, 加意地服侍别人,
in all that you do.
无论你做什么,
whether it's in your service at church,
不管你是在教会里侍奉,
or it's your service in the workplace,
或者是在你工作单位的, 工作,
you serve with excellence.
你要, 尽心, 全力地侍奉,
because this is for the sake of God's name.
因为这是为了使神的名能够得到荣耀。
And the gospel.
还有福音。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
that's how important God's name is.
这就是为什么神的名是如此重要的。
We live for His name.
我们是为了神的名而活着。
That's what mission is all about.
这是为什么我们要去传福音?
The glory of God's name.
是神的名能够得到荣耀。
There's one reason why we've been left here to live in this world as sojourners.
我们之所以活在这个世界上, 只有一个原因。
And that is for the glory of His name.
是为了让他的名能够得到荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is our spiritual family.
弟兄姐妹们, 这是我们属灵的家庭。
We are called as our mission to witness for the name of God.
我们, 受神的呼召, 我们要向, 众人传福音。
To the world that is around us.
我们要向在我们周围的世界里的人传福音。
But do you know what the biggest barrier is to our gospel witness to the people around us?
你知道对于我们, 向周围的人传福音, 我们遇到的最大的障碍是什么吗?
Do you know what is the greatest obstacle that is going to prevent us from getting out the glory of God's name?
你知道, 让我们和, 众人宣扬神的名的荣耀, 我们遇到的最大的障碍是什么吗?
Our lives.
就是我们自己的生活。
Our lives.
我们自己的生命。
Our lives will either confirm the truth of God.
我们的生命要么就能够证实神神的话的真
实。Or our life will undermine the truth of God.
或者我们的生活，我们的见证就会破坏。
Our life will either shine the glory of God's name to the world,
我们的生命或者是像一盏明灯一样把神的话带给世界
or our life will disturb people's understanding of the glory of God.
或者我们的生活就会去在别人对神的话的理解上成为一个绊脚石
People will either say, that woman, she believes. I could see it in her life.
有人也许会这样说他说那一位女士她的生活真的是反映了她的信仰。
Her life has testified to the glory of God and the gospel.
她的生命真的是反映出神的话的荣耀还有福音的真实。
Or they will say, you know,
或者她会说
I wouldn't want to believe what he believes in.
那他们或者会说 我不想信他所信的。
Because I see how they live.
因为我看到他们的生命是什么样子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
may God grant us the courage to live for His name.
求神赐给我们勇气来真的像他的照他的话语一样来生活。
May God grant us wisdom and conviction to serve others.
求神赐给我们智慧，赐给我们勇气。来服侍他人
to be content in our situation that He has placed us in today.
无论我们是处在一个什么样的环境里，我们都要满足
To serve others with excellence in all that we do.
我们要尽心竭力地服侍他人
For the sake of God's name and the gospel.
为了荣耀神的名，还有他的福音
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God,
亲爱的主
Your name is above all other names.
你的名是超乎万名
Your glory covers the nations.
你的荣耀完全遮盖了万国
You are worthy of our praise and our adoration.
你是配得我们的赞美和敬拜
You are worthy of us bowing down before you.
你是配得我们在你的面前跪拜的。
Who are we that you would send your son to die for us?
我们是何等的罪人值得你去将你的儿子赐下。
But you did that for a purpose.
但你这样做是有你的目的。
That we would know your name.
你是为了我们能够认识你的名。
That we would know you.
我们能够认识你。
That we would know that we are saved and kept here on earth for your name's sake.
你拯救我们，是我们让我们暂时的住在这个世上。
Thank you this morning for reminding us who you are.
我们感谢你今天早上提醒我们你到底是谁。
Oh Lord, we need to worship you more.
是啊，主啊，我们真的是要更多的来敬拜。
Oh Lord, we need to love you more.
我们需要更多的爱你。
And even though we may be in the most difficult of situation today,
即使我们今天处在一个困境，
and that no one knows how difficult our situation is today,
没有人知道我们的困境是什么样子。
You know,
但你是知道的。
And yet you still call us to serve you there.
你是知道的，但你还是呼召我们来侍奉你。
And you want us to have courage.
你让我们要充满了勇气。
So that even in this difficult place,
即使在这一个非常困境里，
you say, my child,
你说我的孩子，
I have something to teach you.
我要教给你一些事情。
And I want you to experience me.
我想让你来经历我。
And I want you to trust me.
我要让你来相信我。
And I want you to honor.Me there.
我要让你能够在那里敬拜我的名。
Oh Lord.
主啊。
We are weak.
我们是软弱的。
But you are strong.
但你是刚强的。
You know how to help us.
你知道如何帮助。
So we pray that you would help us.
所以我们就这样祷告，求你帮助。
May your beautiful gospel transform our lives from within.
求主啊，你那奇妙的福音能够从内心里改变我。
Change us not from the outside.
不是从外表上。
Change us not in our merely in our behaviors.
并不只是从行为上改变。
But change us from the heart.
是从内心里改变。
May the gospel transform us from within.
求主你的福音从内心里改变。
So that it will affect how we live.
这样就能够影响到我们生活的每一个方面。
And so that others will see the beauty of the gospel in which we have placed our lives.
这样才能够吸引别人。来接受你的福音。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
All the glory goes to you.
所有的荣耀都归于你的名。
And in the beautiful name of Jesus, I pray.
我们奉主耶稣美妙的圣名而祷告。
Amen.
Amen.